Well, I don't have a PowerPoint for you today. I was trying to put something together, but I arrived Friday night, and I fell sick on Saturday. So I couldn't do much. I hid a lot of dust while I was in Nigeria, but I'm so happy that I have the Holy Spirit to strengthen me, and He answered your prayers also for me to be here. I hope you can you can hear me very well. Praise the Lord. So while I was praying for this service, I said I haven't been here before, and I don't know what to preach. And so I was going through all my preaching notes, over hundreds of them. I couldn't come up with anything. I said, what am I going to do? Praise the Lord. And I started to read the book of Romans. And as I was reading, I felt that I will be speaking from Romans chapter 8, from verse 26. Let's read. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he that searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Holy Spirit, once again, we ask you to breathe on your word. Breathe on us and strengthen us and empower us. Grant me utterance. I thank you for giving me the utterance to minister your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome your presence here. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to talk about praying in the power of the Holy Spirit. Praying in the power of the Holy Spirit. And from what from the passage we just read, it pointed out something here. It said the Spirit helps. This is so great that the Holy Spirit helps. And Jesus said He is our helper. Many a times we are not so aware of the presence of God through the Holy Spirit in our lives. When we are faced with challenges and difficulties of life, when prayers are not answered, when we have problems here and there, we try to use many methods, many ways, hard work, commitment. We do a lot of stuff. We feel maybe God has abandoned us, or maybe God is not with us, but yet He promised, I will never leave you alone. I will always be with you. Not only when things are good, even when things are rough. And not only did He say He will be with us, He said, I will send you another comforter, and He's going to live in you, and He will be in you, helping you. Oh, this is so amazing, to have the presence of God in us, to have the help that we need already given to us. The greatest blessing we have ever received is the blessedness of the gift of the Holy Spirit. God knows we can do nothing. We are weak. We are fragile. We are tempted. We pass through stuffs. We can easily forget where we are coming from or what we believe in. But the Holy Spirit is here to help us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said that likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. You might be finding it difficult to pray. You might be finding it difficult to handle some few issues in your life. But you are not alone. You've got to help in the Holy Spirit. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought to. Here are two problems. Ignorance. We don't know. Number two, we are not able to pray as we ought to. We don't have that ability to pray the way we want to do it. The stage of ignorance is not a defeat. It's actually a good thing when we don't know, because it will help us to rely and depend on God. Do you know what will happen tomorrow now? Do you know what to pray for? When we are praying, we want to pray what is we are going through. We want to communicate. We want to complain. We want to look at stuff. But here, it said the Spirit helps our weaknesses. You don't know, number one, that's your weakness. Number two, you can pray the way you really want to pray. I have never prayed the way I really want to pray. I've not gone into my prayer room and said, oh, wow, I really pray today. Something is going to happen. I always come and I'm feeling, oh, I should have done more. But there is something here. God knows that. And that is why he said the Spirit will help you. He will help you. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Can you see that? Now, it's not just you praying. It's the Holy Spirit actually groaning within you. Because the Spirit knows the mind of the Father. And he will help you to pray the will of God. Prayer is not difficult. It is praying the will of God. The will of God is so obvious. When you read the Bible, Jesus said, I will. Every I will of God is a promise. The Holy Ghost will help you to search and know the mind of God. Isn't that beautiful? There are times when I am weak to pray, but I just stay there. And I just keep on staying there, waiting, lingering in the presence of God. Then suddenly the Spirit takes over. And he starts to help me to pray the mind of God. He put things in my heart to pray about. And every time the Spirit helps us to pray, we will leave the prayer room more graced. We will leave the prayer room bolder. We will leave the prayer room having a sense of confidence and trust. We will leave there knowing that God has heard us and he has delivered to us what we have asked of him. Praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you to pray. He said the Spirit himself, not just your spirit now, the Holy Spirit himself makes intercession for you, stands on your behalf. He strengthens you. He empowers you. He brings you to the knowing so that you can pray the will of God. I hope this doesn't look like a mystery, but how can I practice this as we read further, we go to see. So with groanings which cannot be uttered, your heart is praying. You are praying the mind. You are praying the will of God. It's the Holy Spirit that helps the believer. The Bible said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person carries tremendous power to make powerful impact. What makes our prayer very effective is not how long, but it is praying the mind, praying the will, praying the promises, praying what God is saying, praying what God is doing. Because your prayer is a connection with the mission of God. God says, my house shall be a house of prayer for the nations. Your prayer is connected to God. It says, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose here on earth is loosed in heaven. In other words, God has already moved. He's doing something new. And he's bringing you along through his Holy Spirit. And as you are praying, God is doing mighty works. I want to open up your heart for miracles. Create a room for a mighty move. Trust God for what he is doing. This Bible we read full of stories. But these are not just stories. These are divine encounter. These are people who heard God, who responded to the invitation to pray, who responded to the invitation to believe. And they saw the glory of God. They saw the power of God. God moved in their life. These stories are not just only hung here in the Bible, as if they are in a museum where we come to look and see what has happened in the past. No. It's the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead that is alive in us. And if the same spirit that raised him from the dead lives in the inside of us, the scriptures say he strengthens our body, our physical body. He helps us to pray the will of God. He brings into manifestation the glory of God. Jesus said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? Yeah. So the Spirit knows the mind of God, and that's very powerful. There's one story that really amazed me in the Bible in 1 Samuel. Her story is such a movie story. And I love this woman so much, and I just want to talk about her because her life really epitomized the help of the Holy Spirit and praying the will of God. We are told about Hannah in the Bible from 1 Samuel chapter 1. Now, what we see in the story of Hannah is that she was barren for many years. And her husband loved her. Every time they go to church, because the husband Elkanah has two wives, he will give the first, you give the other woman one portion, and the children one portion. But to Hannah, he will give two double portions. But her mate was jealous. She didn't like that. She was saying in her heart, I am the one giving children to you, and you are loving this woman more than me? No way. And the Bible said, literally, she took it upon herself to provoke Anna. Look at it. Verse 5. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion. For he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And Arava also, the Bible called her Arava, also provoked her severely. And I want you to take note of the words the Bible had used. This was not just a little soft argument. This was really tough and hard and sharp argument, a way of trying to insult her. To make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. She was using her problem, her barrenness, to oppress her. She was using a condition to belittle her, to insult her. And she fell into it, and she started crying and weeping every time. She's in church, she's crying, she's weeping. They are making sacrifices, she's crying, she's weeping. This was happening year after year, year after year. She's got a problem of barrenness. Now she got an issue with her mate. And now she's suffering emotionally from all the insults. She was not a happy woman. She wasn't happy. Things were not going well with her. But how did she involve God in this matter? The Bible told us she was so provoked to the extent that she wept and refused to eat. She would not take any food. Things were not going on well with her. And I know sometimes we might not have the same issue with Hannah. Oftentimes when we have challenges like this, where do we go first? Who do we talk to first? Oh, a Christian counselor. I love that. That is so great. Oh, I got to go to somebody to talk to somebody. That is great. But if Anna has decided to go to her husband, to go to talk to somebody, no one is going to be able to help her because she really needed a miracle. She needed a divine intervention. She wanted God to be present in her situation. And here is what happened. If you look from verse 2, the Bible was very quick to mention the two sons of Eli. It says that they were wayward priests. God was fed up with them. God has already judged them. So there were no faithful priests in Israel. Eli was very old. And God wants to do something. He has a promise for the nation of Israel. But there's no door, says the Lord. Nobody's hearing God. God is looking for a prophet. God is looking for a priest. But everybody is busy after their own stuff. Everybody is busy after their own businesses, what they want to do. Nobody cares about the needs of God. Nobody was seeing it. But for the first time in this woman's life, Hannah, verse 9. So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Okay, praise the Lord. Are you with me? So Hannah arose. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was, look at it. And she was, verse 10, in bitterness of soul. And prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but we give your maidservant a maidchild, a son. Not just a child. She was very specific. She knows what she wanted. For the first time, she has seen there was a need in the house of God. And then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall be upon his head. He has never prayed this kind of prayer all these years before. For the first time, her prayer dimension changed. For the first time, she wasn't praying, Lord, give me a child. Oh, I want to prove to my mate that I'm fruitful. Oh, Lord, remove this shame from my life. Oh, Lord, she wasn't praying that anymore. But she was praying now with boldness because she poured her heart to God. And for some reason, she opened her mouth. She was just talking. Her soul was praying. Holy Spirit dropped something in her heart. Probably your womb has been reserved for a prophet. Why don't you tell God? For the first time, her heart is open. And she said, I think God is even more in need than I am. Praise God. I think God is more in need than I am. And so she's saying, look, Lord, if you do this for me, I'm giving this to you. You need this. When she came to that point, and prayed that prayer with boldness, not just a child, but a son, a male child. This time she was praying the will of God. When God heard that in heaven, there was an attention. And God summoned the angels. I said, wow, we got what we have been looking for. We've closed her womb all these years, but she never seemed to know what my plan was for her. But now today she's knowing it, and she's promising us a prophet, a priest. And when she prayed that prayer and made that vow, the Bible told us she rose up and she was no longer sad. She was no longer downcast. She was no longer intimidated by her mate or what people say or think about her. The atmosphere changed. She hasn't seen the miracle here, but she believes. She knew somehow God has heard her. She believes she's in partnership with God. That's what prayer is. Prayer is a partnership with God to move your family. Prayer is a partnership with God to move your children. Prayer is a partnership with God to move the situation around us, to effect change around us. When we pray with God, we can move mountains. That's what Jesus called us to believe. He called us to believe, to have faith for what God can do. To believe that even the little that we have in our hands can feed the multitude if we place it in the hands of God. So this is what Hannah believed. When she left there, her countenance changed. People often ask, why do I need to pray if God knows my need? God had designed the only way for him to move in our lives is through asking. It's an invitation. He invited you, said, okay, you ask, and I will give. It's respect. It's honoring us by giving us that invitation. What do you need? What can I do for you that I may receive my sight? It's very simple request. And you have it. See, everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. If you're not, the door is open. If you're not, the door is open to you. That's what Jesus says. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Have faith. Believe. Know that God is able, because the Spirit of God is at work in you. Praise God. So when Hannah prayed this prayer, she was no longer sad. How many of us, after praying, we're still sad? After praying, we still doubt. After praying, we look back and we're wondering. I don't know. We pray, but we walk out of the place not really believing. When you pray and you find out that you still doubt it, stay on. Continue to pray until that faith comes into you. Until you believe. I don't have any time. Until that faith comes into you. And when that faith comes in, it changes things. Hallelujah. So Hannah, for the first time, she was happy. And I love the fact that she was happy before the miracle actually manifested. She was celebrating before the miracle actually manifested. Her attitude changed before the miracle manifested. Right in that place, she sang, she ate, she was singing, she was rejoicing. Oh my goodness. I love this. God answers prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. You know it when he hears your prayer. In hope. And I went back home. And the Lord blessed her. About a few years after, she brought the son to the Lord as she has promised. And Samuel rose up to be a prophet and a priest in Israel. And God covenant concerning the nation of Israel. The name Samuel is so powerful. It means I have what I asked for. It means God has heard my prayer. That's Samuel. God heard my prayer. I have what I asked for. Today you have what you asked for. Whatever you desire from the Lord, you have it. you will see the manifestation. This moment, I believe God invited me here through my beloved pastor here, Reverend, and every one of you, I want to salute you all. But I believe God wants to move in your life beyond what you think, beyond what you imagine. I want you to believe for the impossible. I want you to pray with faith in your heart. And I want you to know that when you pray, you know God has heard your prayer. Your attitude when you finish praying matters a lot. Prayer is not just opening your mouth. Prayer is your conversation, your communication, the whole aspect of your life. When you are in the house, when you move around, when you go anywhere, all of that are expressing confidence and trust in the Lord. It's shaping the way you think and the way you do things. You can depend on the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, self-efforts are good. But the Bible says the race is not always for the one that is strong. The battle is not always for the one who has the skill, but it is from the Lord. You could be very strong and not able, you could be a good runner and not be able to win. But God has designed for us to win through the power of the Holy Spirit. You rely on this indispensable power of the Holy Spirit. Be conscious of it. And He will strengthen you. He will uphold you. Your weaknesses, He will give you victory over it. Your ignorance, He will bring you to the point of the known. So when you pray, even when you don't know, He prays through you. And today, as you ask the Lord, He will do mighty works. I want to believe God with you. For whatever you're trusting God for healing, whatever it may be, the Holy Spirit of God will bring healing, wholeness into your life. If you believe that this morning, I would like you to bow your heads and let's pray. I want you to ask the Lord for one thing, for a divine intervention. Ask the Lord this morning. The Holy Spirit is here. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to your name. We bless you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. You want to ask the Lord to visit you? You ask the Lord on behalf of someone that is connected to you. I just wanted to pray. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is here to strengthen you, to give life, to quicken you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I may ask you to lift up your right hand and place it on your chest. Holy Spirit, breathe on each and every one of us. Now, as we are taking our breath, let your power flow into us. Yes. I rebuke every affliction, pain, sickness, or disease. I command you, go out in the name of Jesus. I declare right now, wholeness and wellness, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Now the same Spirit of Jesus from the dead that lives in you is quickening every part of your body right now. It's giving life to every part of your body right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Now address every situation, conditions around you to begin to line up with the plan and the will of God. Yes, divine intervention has stepped in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe you for a miracle this very morning. We release these miracles right now for the request your children ask are granted. Thank you for this blessedness of the Holy Spirit that we have received, the greatest gift of all. And may your name alone be glorified through Christ our Lord, in Jesus' name. God bless you.